Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our show today, and especially we get a chance to bring you a new friend. Alka Dhillon is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Alka is the founder and CEO of Technolink, which is a technology company. I don't think she would mind me calling her a geek, but all geeks should be like Alka. Ladies and gentlemen, she's worked in the marketplace. She's launched this company and founded it and grown it to great success. But she's written a book though that it really reveals some of the things she's learned about being a business owner, especially as a woman business owner. It's called The Om Factor: A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership, and she's here to talk to us about it. Alka Dhillon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Great to be here with all of you.
Good to have you here. So, the OM, the OM factor, I want to talk about the book in a minute, but before we do, I want to talk a little bit about you and your background. First generation Indian American, right?
Right.
And your parents came over when?
My parents came over, actually my father came over in the 60s, and he was working for the Indian Embassy at the time. He came from the Indian Navy, then came to the Indian Embassy, and came here to pursue that as well as his education, and got his master's at GW in engineering, and became a restaurateur, believe
right.
it or not.
Wow.
And that's the way entrepreneurship works, you know,
and
definitely living the American dream.
And died much too young, put you in charge of heavily is the oldest. You felt the responsibility of helping the family, which caused you to have to grow up pretty quick, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
And how did that set you on a path to entrepreneurship?
Well, you know, entrepreneurship is truly in my blood, as I mentioned. You know, with my father being a restaurateur when he was here on this earth. And, you know, he had us in the restaurants. I was the eldest. I was there when I was 7, probably working, washing dishes.
Where was the restaurant?
Doing things. Well, he had several. So he started out
at... What was the name? Because I may have eaten there.
Yeah, you may... So if you're familiar with Old Town, Alexandria...
Of course!
There's a restaurant that's now called Southside 815.
Yes.
And it used to be called Christo's.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his... first one.
Wow.
And then he had, you know, several others, and the last one right before, as you said, he passed away tragically too young, and it was in Quantico in the Marine Corps base.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an Italian restaurant. He named it after my mother Nikki and called it Nikki's Nuts.
That's
but
funny.
To answer your question, I was you know, entrepreneurship has truly been in my veins, flowing through my veins.
What made you become a techie?
You know, this is the thing. I've always been interested in innovation, and
yeah.
I was always interested in things being done better, faster, more efficiently, and the way to do that, and which is why I'm so heavily involved in STEM.
Are you an entrepreneur who was attracted to the geek world? Are you a geek who became an entrepreneur?
I would like to think that I'm an entrepreneur
okay.
attracted to the geek world.
Okay, all right. I'm kind of a geek, so, you know, it takes one to know one. So what does your company do?
Okay, Technolink is an IT services and management consulting firm. We're an 8A small business.
Right.
So we are a government contractor, and we
so
are...
So you went through all of, you went through all of the requirements that are set out to be a qualified woman-owned business and that qualifies you to do business with the government through the contractors, right? Through the big contractors.
Absolutely. Well, actually, we're a prime contractor
good.
Now.
Good for you.
You know, we're 15 years in operations, and
yep.
It's been a great ride.
So you're the prime when you bring in other subs under you.
Yes,
so,
and now the large businesses are our subs, so the tables have turned,
well,
which is
good
fantastic.
For you. That, what a great entrepreneurial story. So, okay, during that time, how did being an entrepreneur impact you as a young woman, as a now a mother? All that, you know, being an entrepreneur, a lot of people don't, if you've never been an entrepreneur, if you've never owned a small business, you probably don't know it's the hardest job in the world, other than maybe being a mother. What do you think, Alka?
I agree with you. Other than being a mother and with the challenges, it truly is, because it is your baby as well, and you have that gestational period, you have that incubation period.
You always love them, but sometimes you don't like them, right?
So true, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's yours. So it gives you entrepreneurship, gives you that freedom to be able to choose, and those choices. Your successes are yours. Your failures are yours. Everything is yours.
That, I love what you just said. I've been saying that. My audience has heard me say that. That's the reason I'm glad to hear you say that. I always like the idea. You know what I said was that the thing I love about being a business owner is even the challenges. That as hateful as they can be sometimes, they belong to me. And if I can turn them around, whatever I turn it around to belongs to me.
Absolutely.
That's a big motivator, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. But, I mean, because that's what we want is freedom, right? Mm-hmm. That's what everyone wants.
Yep, self-determination. But along the way, it presented some issues that made you feel compelled to write this book, The Ohm Factor. Tell us about a couple of those.
Absolutely. You know, Jim, there were so many times, and it even happens now, where I would feel these emotions of overwhelm, mm-hmm. anger, resentment, fear, insecurity.
Guilt. Don't forget guilt.
Guilt, indecisiveness. Thank you for saying that. All these things, and there was nothing out there to help me deal with it in the moment. And mm-hmm. so I, you know, through the teachings of my father growing up, and in my family, and my own study, as well as my own introspection and experience, which is the best teacher, mm-hmm. I have come up with these tools that I use daily in my life.
Meditation tools.
Yeah, they're actually, yes, they are meditation tools, but they're actually more based on a foundation of meditation, mm-hmm. but they are affirmations. As well as specific exercises, not that you have to do when you get home, but you can do in the moment, and that's what I love about
The book is called The Ohm Factor, A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership. I wondered why this wasn't for men, too, until I saw the pictures inside. I can't do some of those things that she has pictures in here. So I think maybe only women can get into those positions. So no wonder this is just for women. Just kidding. We're going to talk about both of those, men and women, after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.